Some Wisconsin businesses are trying to staff up with seasonal workers to help during the holiday rush amid difficult labor times here. Other small businesses, especially some restaurants, are struggling to stay open and work through supply chain issues. We're looking at the health of businesses and the pace of economic recovery here in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You've aligned to Wisconsin Economic Development Secretary Missy Hughes. Wisconsin's unemployment rate stood at 3.9% in August. Are you struggling to find work? Business owners, what questions do you have about federal and state pandemic relief? It's 800-642-1234. Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of WEDC. Secretary Hughes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Let's start perhaps with a footnote. The State Senate confirming your appointment as secretary last week. You've been in the job for about 2 years. What does the confirmation mean to you?
Yeah, it's just been 2 years on October 1st, so that's exciting. You know, the confirmation is really for me a confirmation about what my team has been working on in the last 2 years. We have been dedicated to helping communities and businesses all around Wisconsin and have deployed over $600 million worth of federal funding for relief for our businesses and our communities. So we've been working really hard, and it's nice to get that confirmation and voice of support from the legislature.
Well, here we are in the last quarter of the calendar year, heading toward a normally busy shopping season when businesses recruit many seasonal workers. How are you feeling about Wisconsin's economic recovery from the pandemic at this point?
You know, we are back to pre-pandemic levels of unemployment and labor participation rate, which means how many folks in the population are, at work and doing their jobs. So overall, we're feeling really good about how the economy is doing. You know, we still have challenges in Wisconsin that we saw come to light during the pandemic, things like access to childcare, community infrastructure like housing and broadband, and of course, the racial and economic equity challenges that we see in the state. So we've got work to do, but we're coming from a good place.
Another issue has been the labor force and the labor challenges, finding workers to fill open positions. And some Republicans have said it's the federal unemployment benefits, the extra $300 a week in pandemic jobless benefits that were an incentive for people to stay home instead of work. Do you see that there was a causation for the labor shortage we see now tied to this pandemic aid?
You know, the data is just not showing that there's a tie to the unemployment benefits and workforce availability. We had workforce challenges in Wisconsin before the pandemic, and we continue to see those challenges. You know, really, the unemployment benefits are a critical safety net for folks and also really help keep our local economies going. You can imagine if folks don't have a job and they don't have the support, they're not out buying groceries and gas and things like that in our communities. But overall, we do have workforce challenges, and we're seeing that in our restaurants and our small businesses. We're seeing a lot of innovation from those businesses to make up for their lack of workforce. But it's a challenge we continue to see.
You mentioned restaurants and the National Restaurant Association. They just surveyed thousands of restaurant operators. Vast majority are paying more for food and labor. 44% think it'll be another year before business normalizes. How do you keep restaurants and family-owned businesses open in this? How do you keep their doors open?
Well, the very first thing we need to do to keep our restaurants and our businesses open is get vaccinated. And as soon as we can continue to work on getting vaccinated and get to that critical moment of herd immunity, it's going to help our small businesses and our restaurants. And they've really borne the brunt of the pandemic. So we deserve it, or they deserve, our getting vaccinated and making sure we're taking care of ourselves from a public health standpoint so we can have an economic health that will continue to recover.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Missy Hughes, who is Secretary and CEO of WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, as we're discussing the state of the economic recovery, what she sees, and what you see in your community in terms of businesses. Are they open? Are they struggling? 800-642-1234. Let's go to Saul in Stevens Point with a question. Hi, Saul. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'm wondering why WEDC, in fact, anybody in state government, has not been actively involved in getting a proposal together for Foxconn to build electric vehicles in Wisconsin. They've made many public announcements and stuff, and as far as I can tell, including the engineering departments at Madison, nothing.
Saul, thank you for that. Of course, the news broke last week that Foxconn had signed a $230 million deal with an Ohio assembly plant. Secretary Hughes, what can you say there?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is probably not going to be satisfying to Saul, which is, you know, when we have conversations with companies about their decisions to expand their businesses or not, we keep those conversations between us and the company so that they have the full field of operation and they're able to make their decisions. Obviously, at WEDC, we are talking to Foxconn all the time. They're a partner of ours, and we work with them. I will say, you know, I know there's anxiousness to bring electric vehicle production to any state and, you know, particularly to Wisconsin. But I've had the chance recently to talk with some of our companies, you know, companies like Oshkosh Trucking or Aaron's and Company, Milwaukee Tool, who are doing amazing things when it comes to electrification. And we have a ton going on in Wisconsin around the new economy of, you know, based in renewables and electrification. I'm so excited about it. And I think we need to recognize that in Wisconsin, we have amazing engineering happening. We're leading in many different ways around this.
Well, circling back to Foxconn for a moment, the village of Mount Pleasant has invested millions of dollars on its infrastructure and land to support Foxconn's plans. Is Foxconn planning to invest more in its Mount Pleasant facilities?
You know, Foxconn has continued to invest. They've invested over, I think, $200 million in the last year or 2 years in that facility. And so they continue to invest, and we continue to work with the locals to make sure that we're doing everything we can to attract businesses to that area to help support them in, yeah, the investment that they made in reliance on Foxconn coming.
And Racine County Economic Development Corporation reported over the summer seeing an uptick in lending, uptick in closing of projects. Are you doing anything unique for this corridor between Kenosha and Racine County in economic development, since it was meant to be all about Foxconn? So much infrastructure was poured into that area.
Well, it's important to keep in mind what's happening in that corridor is amazing. It's on fire. We've seen, you know, the building of the Haribo facility. They're going to start making gummy bears here in the next few months. And it's the largest North American confectionery facility. We've seen Amazon come in there, Uline. There's just amazing companies down there. So there's a lot happening, and it really shows the benefit of investing in infrastructure. The work that was done on the I-94 corridor is really coming through and showing in economic development in that area.
Let's bring in Jerry now, who's a restaurant owner with 500 employees. Jerry, hi. What is the situation like for you?
It's stressful for everybody involved in the restaurant industry right now. I can tell you that. Workers, owners, food suppliers, there's just a lot of stress going on. And when your guest said, if everybody just got vaccinated, that would be the biggest help. I mean, I just felt this wave of relief go over me because, yes, that would make a huge difference for everybody. I mean, we have to protect our workers that are unvaccinated. And sometimes that means 3 weeks that they have to be quarantined if their kid comes back. And, you know, so it's we're already short-staffed, and then, you know, we have the burden of protecting our staff.
Jerry, what do you do in terms of staffing? I mean, when the staff have to quarantine due to an exposure, are they still getting paid?
It all depends on the government programs out there, you know.
Secretary Hughes, what can you say here?
I just want to say thanks to Jerry. And, you know, it must be so hard to have to ride these waves of fear of customers coming in and dealing with workers. And that's why I think we all need to be thinking about our restaurants and our small business owners all the time. We need to be empathetic. We need to be generous. If time, you know, it takes a little longer to get served your food. But the restaurant owners in particular have just really, really been subject to so many different variables. And it's just really difficult. And that's why, first and foremost, as Jerry said, we need to get vaccinated.
Wisconsin's head of economic development, Missy Hughes, is with us on economic growth and job creation as Wisconsin's unemployment rate approaches pre-pandemic levels. Has your small business received a federal grant to help in these times? What did that money enable you to do? Are you unemployed, underemployed, or trying to find work that best suits your skills in Wisconsin? What barriers do you find to entering the labor market and staying employed? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Secretary Missy Hughes here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at the road to recovery for Wisconsin business and industry on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You've aligned to WEDC Secretary Missy Hughes as we discuss the challenges around hiring, around supply chain disruptions, capital investments, and more. We heard Waukesha-based energy firm Generac has announced it's adding hundreds of jobs, while Apple supplier Foxconn is looking elsewhere. It agreed to buy a former GM plant in Ohio. What economic development and business news is on your mind? Join in 800-642-1234. CEO Missy Hughes of WEDC with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's look at these workforce innovation grants. Nonprofits or government agencies can receive up to $10 million to help meet job needs. What type of projects do you hope to see funded?
Well, I want to add that businesses can also participate in those grants. What we're really looking for is for regions or communities to come together and say, you know, if we have this one thing solved, whether it's transportation or childcare, we could really move the dial on our workforce challenges. And we're really excited about the conversations that we see happening around the state and really trying to prioritize and find local solutions for these workforce challenges.
Yeah, what would be examples of groundbreaking, long-term local solutions that would help solve these workforce challenges?
Well, I'll take transportation as an example. What we're really seeing is this quote-unquote last mile of transportation. We're seeing restaurant owners have to go and pick up their workers from, you know, a mile or two away where they get dropped off by public transportation. We're seeing farmers have to go and, you know, pick up a group of workers in order to get them out into the fields or into the milk house. And so thinking about how you might solve that issue is really going to change the game for business owners in that area and get them access to that workforce.
You mentioned childcare as well, a pervasive issue across all communities, large and small. How would a grant like this offer a solution to that persistent childcare crisis?
Well, you can imagine an area in Wisconsin that's a so-called childcare desert, right? They don't have enough access to childcare. You can imagine that they take these dollars and build childcare, and then the businesses commit to purchasing slots in those childcare facilities for their workers. And that way, the childcare facility has a stable income, the business has access to childcare for their workers, and the overall ability to make sure we're taking care of those kids in that area is solved.
You mentioned $600 million in federal funding trying to boost the economy, help businesses. And we've talked with Republican lawmakers about bills that would direct more funding for rural economic projects. What is WEDC doing to ensure equitable use of dollars for rural communities?
So we have an office called the Office of Rural Prosperity, and the goal right now of that office is to make sure we're supporting communities in accessing these dollars. The place where we find ourselves right now is with a huge amount of resources, but accessing those can be challenging, especially for communities that don't have a grant writer or that are already stressed because of everything we've been going through. And so the Office of Rural Prosperity at WEDC is ready to help communities access those dollars and navigate the state government. And if a community is listening and they want to know about that, they can find out about it at WEDC.org.
What kind of resources would help these much smaller communities that don't have the human power, if you will, to write these grants and get these grants in?
Well, we've been able to access federal resources to help us have grant writers on staff.
Okay.
And to help the communities do that. So we've got actual people who are ready to help.
We're talking with Missy Hughes, Secretary and CEO of WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We're discussing pandemic recovery, what businesses in Wisconsin are facing now, with your challenges as well in the economy at 800-642-1234. Ivan is joining us from Madison. Hi, Ivan. Go ahead.
Good morning, Secretary. I want to say thank you. I'm Hispanic, and let me tell you, all the help that your office have been doing in the last year, let me tell you something, it's helping a lot of people. We are grateful. The challenge is sometimes it's hard for people to, you know, apply for grants, but let me tell you something, that makes a big difference. Thank you.
Oh, Ivan, very quickly, I know that you found a significant difference for housing. What impact have you seen in housing?
In housing, I don't know exactly because I'm more in, and I'm a small business owner.
So oh, okay. Much, I'm sorry. What type of small business, may I ask? Yeah, go ahead. What type of small business?
I do health insurance and health benefits, and that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah. And how have the grants impacted your business?
Well, a lot. It allows us to invest in new software, in new equipment, hire more people. That's really meaningful.
Yeah. Ivan, thank you for that. Secretary Hughes, anything you would like to add there?
I just appreciate Ivan's comments. And, you know, what we've tried to do is make these dollars as easy to access as possible. And we've given real flexibility to the business owners to be able to use it for inventory, or as Ivan said, software or payroll. You know, we felt that the business owners are the smartest ones to know how to spend those dollars, and they'll do it wisely.
Let's turn to Africa. WEDC planning to a trade visit to Africa in December with the goal of increasing our state's exports. What opportunities could there be for Wisconsin businesses in Africa?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that this is going to be a virtual trade mission, which is something we've learned how to do in the last 18 months, and we're really excited about it because it offers a tremendous amount of flexibility. This is our first trade mission to Africa, which, of course, is a whole continent, but we really see it as one of the largest growing markets in the world, and so we want to help our businesses access it. Trek Bicycles has already been, you know, selling bikes in Africa for many years, so we're learning from them. And then there are businesses, like a particular business that can set up gas stations really quickly, and also, you know, those can be water stations. So businesses like that have opportunities in Africa, and we want to help them access it.
What might these meetings be like? What leaders would you be meeting with virtually?
So what we do with our trade missions is connect me to government leaders, or we connect our businesses to other businesses, and they're able to have conversations about how to sell their products, how to distribute their products. And we do this in, you know, we're going to do it in Africa, but we do this in Germany and in China and Canada. We do this all over the world, helping our businesses access international markets.
What have those meetings done? Have they been fruitful for Wisconsin?
Well, there's two things that they've done. One, it helps our businesses actually, you know, sell more products, which is fantastic. But it also helps us continue to think globally and to recognize that our economy is part of a global economy. And how do we approach that and make sure that we're being the best we can to be able to access those markets?
We only have a few seconds left, but I just want to ask you, Secretary, what is the toughest challenge right now at this state in the pandemic? What are you grappling with on a day-to-day basis?
You know, in Wisconsin, always, I think the toughest challenge is that we have real economic disparities, and we've got communities that have been subject to disinvestment for a long time. And so it's incumbent on all of us to think about how to lift up those communities and make sure that we're investing in them so that we can all succeed.
Secretary Hughes, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Missy Hughes is Secretary and CEO of WEDC, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Coming up, WPR's regional bureaus bring us conversations with a Green Bay Packers superfan and Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher. Stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.